sorry for the way it's gone, and it might be too late, it might be over and done. My words have not moved you. Maybe if there's sun, maybe I'm late, 'cause I had so far to come. I was swimming in a bright blue sea. That was your eyes when you looked at me. Then I watched the clouds roll over, over the sun. Maybe I'm late, 'cause I had so far to come. Maybe I'm late, 'cause I had so far to come. There are invisible things before your first thought. There you wait on your wings. At worst I'm stumbling over, at best I rise above. Maybe I'm late, 'cause I had so far to come. Maybe I'm late, 'cause I had so far to come.
That's Brother Sun with So Far To Come from their wonderful third album. It's entitled Weights and Wings, and they will be one of the featured acts at this year's Mariposa Folk Festival. This year's Mariposa, the grand dame of Canadian folk festivals, is getting set for its 56th edition, which takes place the weekend of July the 8th to the 10th in beautiful Toto Park in Orillia on the shores of Lake Couchiching. And we're very lucky to have Artistic Director Mike Hill on the phone to tell us all about the lineup for this year's festival. How are you doing today, Mike?
Hi, good, thanks, Jen. Glad to talk to you about this.
Well, I can't believe it's a year since we've last done this. And I imagine at this time of year, you must be really busy trying to make sure you have all the pieces in place.
Oh, yeah.
For this year's festival.
That's a good way to put it, because I've just been working on the actual schedule. And with 10 or 11 stages and 50 performers and trying to fit them in, it's like working on a massive jigsaw puzzle. You move one little piece, and then you've got to move two or three others. And I'm not really complaining. I'm just saying it is a big job, and it is kind of a busy time of year.
Mariposa obviously has built a reputation over the years, and can't believe it's now 56 editions of the festival, but to try and make sure that you bring a wonderful mix of music, and that's what I think about whenever I think about this festival. It's a fabulous mix. What I'd like to do is give you a chance to talk about some of the people that are coming this year.
That's what I try to do. I mean, that's probably that's where I begin. I try to think of all the different genres that make up folk. So you have singer-songwriters, of course, but then you have traditional performers. You have bluegrass, blues, alt country, folk rock, all these different subgenres. I feel like I have to put some people from each of those genres into the festival lineup, and that's a bit of a challenge, but it's kind of a nice challenge. It's kind of an enjoyable thing to do because I'm able to pick, you know, people who are my own personal favorites, but then also people that I wouldn't normally listen to because it's not all about me, and I'm trying to give a wide ranging sort of a spectrum of different performers. So, you know, when I say people that are my personal favorites, well, I've got people like Catherine McClellan and Dave Gunning, Ken Whiteley, those kinds of people. But then I've got new people I've discovered at things like Folk Music Ontario conferences. I heard a bluegrass band called Murder Murder, and all they do is bluegrass songs that are about murder and killing. I've got Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar coming back. Samantha Martin is one of those people who has a voice that I kind of compare her often to Serena Ryder. Just very, very powerful and real entertaining performer as well. Shred Kelly are a folk rock group from BC, and I think people will be pleasantly surprised when they hear them. And then there are some old favorites who've been to the festival before. We have Shisham and Lotus and Sun, The Good Family, which is a combination of the Good Brothers and the Sadies. They made such a splash when they were here several years ago. Rob Lutz is coming back. This time he's got a band called Sussex with him. And then we have our headliners, of course, too. We have Rita Coolidge on Friday night. And I think your audience would know Rita, and she had a lot of big hits in the 70s. But she's it's not like one of those recycled people. She is still has a powerful voice and is a real just a fine entertainer. She played at the Stan Rogers Festival either last year or the year before, and the artistic director there told me that she just put on just a magnificent show. So I'm looking forward to that. And on Sunday night, we have a group called the Milk Carton Kids that maybe a lot of people haven't heard of just yet, but they are unbelievable. I always compare them to Simon and Garfunkel. I say they're Simon and Garfunkel with a sense of humor. I could go on and on about all the different acts because there are 50 of them. One of the interesting ones that I think is really interesting is David Amram. David has had such an amazing career. He's 86 years old, but you'd never know it to see him. He is the guy who scored the music for the movie The Manchurian Candidate back in the 60s, and then he appeared at Mariposa as a folk singer during the 70s. He jets across to Italy for a couple of days to conduct an orchestra over there and who are playing a symphony that he wrote. This is the kind of person he is. He is one of the most interesting men I've ever met in my life to talk to. So I'm hoping that people will get to actually meet David and talk to him, and as well as enjoy his music.
I want to throw some other names out to you as well,
sure,
because there are some fabulous names on this list. Colin Linden, many people will know him with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. He's also the musical director for the Nashville TV show, and I think he's just been on tour with that. A fabulous, fabulous player. He's going to be at the festival this year, isn't he?
Yes, Colin is going to be. He's going to be on main stage on Saturday night, and in a couple of workshops as well. And he's coming solo, but he's just an incredible guitar player. And Colin has a long history with the festival. He attended his first Mariposa in 1972. I read that somewhere. But then he was playing just a few short years later, playing at the festival. And he has had an amazing career.
And one of my favorite singer-songwriters, John Brooks, is on the festival lineup this year. An amazing, amazing songwriter. Tell us a little bit about him and why you chose him.
John has sort of been on my radar for several years, and it just always seemed that, you know, I had too many singer-songwriters when I got around to John, and I just, you know, didn't feel like I could take one more. But this year, I booked him very early on in the process. He had been nominated for, I think it was five Canadian Folk Music Awards. So he didn't actually win last fall. And he said, well, I'm a five-time loser, but will you take me anyway? And I said, well, of course. I don't consider you a loser at all. No, he is, you're right, he is a great, and just a great performer, too, and a very nice person.
And written songs, I think, about some really important issues. He's written songs about issues in relation to how veterans are treated, in issues in relation to the Middle East, issues in relation to the murder and missing Aboriginal women in Canada. Someone who's not afraid to write songs that are provocative. And I think the last time I was at a show with him, he said, well, you know, he wants people to come to his shows and feel changed. And I think that again, if people are coming to a festival like Mariposa, maybe they don't know music from someone like a John Brooks or a Dave Gunning or a Catherine McClellan, but maybe they will be inspired to go and look at their music and check them out a little later.
That's what I always hope for, too, yeah. I find that talking with so many people after a festival, I always get the comment that, I'd never heard of that person before, and I had to go buy their CDs, I had to listen to their music. I'm a fan, and I think there are an awful lot of people that are on the list this year that I think people will find that. There's a group called Ten Strings and a Goatskin, for example, from PEI. I know they were the highest seller at several of the festivals they were at last year, so I think people will be pleasantly surprised by them. There's a group called Moulettes coming on Friday night only. They will be a hit. Next Generation Leahy is a group of it's a family band that I think will tickle a lot of people's fancy as well.
And I think you also have Three Women and the Truth coming to this year's festival, a very intriguing act with some wonderful names beneath it. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, I think they should have gone by their last names, you know, along the lines of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Three Women and the Truth is made up of Gretchen Peters, who has won a Grammy Award, actually several Grammy Awards, I believe, for her songwriting, and just a great performer, a great songwriter. Eliza Gilkison, who is well known to, if you're kind of a hardcore folky, you'll certainly know Eliza and her music. People will just love her voice. She's a really nice singer. And then Mary Gauthier, who has been to Mariposa a few times in the past 15 or 16 years. And she does everything and is just a fabulous performer. The three of them are getting together on Sunday night as part of our main stage act. And I think they will really dazzle people too. I've put them into individual workshops, but I've also got them as the Three Women and the Truth on Sunday night.
They're going to absolutely be fabulous.
Oh, I think so too.
And you didn't mention who was headlining on Saturday night. Who will be
Saturday,
on Saturday?
It's the Good Family. That's the Good Brothers and the Sadies together, and I think they will they'll knock people's socks off.
50 artists, lots of music, something for everyone. But the festival isn't just about the music. There's other things going on as well, isn't there?
That's right. I always equate it to a country fair, like a fall fair, because we have like a community village where we have like the local college and people like the Canadian Cancer Society and so on. They set up a little booth, so you know you can get some information. It's something something a little different that way. It's not necessarily folk music related, but it's just including the community in our event. We have a great food, I guess it's not really a food court. It's a little street that has an unbelievable variety of great food. You know, everything from Jamaican patties to traditional burgers and fries and ice cream to crepes and really interesting stuff to eat. We have a huge beer tent, which is programmed with music, and there's certainly lots of beer and wine and those kinds of refreshments for the people who are so inclined. We have a huge artisans village. Now, the artisans village is a lot of people who are producing things like jewelry or different kinds of clothing. We have luthiers who bring in like real guitars, but also some people that make things like cigar box banjos. And just a great variety. One of the areas that I like to always talk about is our folk play area. And folk play is it's really a family area, but it's for children. And we hope that parents will bring their children, and we put on concerts. Like Ken Whiteley, for example, will be doing a children's concert. He's won Grammy Awards for that sort of thing. but also just activities for the kids, face painting and other, you know, artistic kinds of activities. We have something called the Musical Petting Zoo, which is not just for the kids, it's for everybody. And the petting zoo, well, it's like an animal petting zoo, only it's for musical instruments. So if you've ever wanted to pick up a violin and see what it's like to actually feel it in your hands and try to play it, there's your chance. Here's your chance. Lots of guitars, everything from clarinets and trumpets and trombones to auto harps and dulcimers. And it's always a hit of the festival. A man from Erie, Pennsylvania, his name's Todd Crowley, has put this together, and it's just it's a hit every year, and it's just a magnet for people to come and try all these things out. We have artists who demonstrate, like professional artists, who demonstrate their painting skills at the end of the point. When I say that, Tutup Park sort of juts out into Lake Coochiching. And it's the most beautiful setting you could ever imagine for a festival. It doesn't matter where you're sitting, you can see, you're under trees and you can see the lake. So it really suits the, you know, the summer festival motif, I guess you could say.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fabulous weekend, truly something for everyone. Now, if you want to get tickets, how can you do that?
People, I would advise people to go to, it's MariposaFolk.com. And just follow all the different links, and it tells you not only, you know, how to get your tickets, but it gives you things like the history of the festival and pictures from the past and so on.
Well, look, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you again today, Mike. We're going to finish with the Milk Carton Kids because they have a new single out, and it's a really interesting new single because it's their version of Pink Floyd's Wish You Were Here, an absolutely fabulous version recorded live, and they're going to be awesome at the festival, aren't they, Mike?
Oh, I guarantee people will love them.
As always, it's a great pleasure talking to you. This is the Milk Carton Kids with Wish You Were Here, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall. And Mike, I'll see you in July.
Yes, thanks, Jan. Talk to you later.
Same old wish you were here. Cage.